FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is November 25th, 2015, day before Thanksgiving. Light schedule coming up for the rest of the week. Hope you understand. Try to do a triple Lutz commentary. And, well, there's so much going on in the world that I feel kind of guilty disengaging for the holiday. But, hey, we've got Andrew Hoffman on with us now. Hopefully you'll get all you need from Andy. Andy, welcome and happy upcoming Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks. Same to you and to everyone listening. And, you know, for that matter, I have that same kind of guilt. I don't think I've taken a day off in, I don't know, 3 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's when I started this thing, I was doing 22 segments a week, Andy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was working 7 days a week. I will confess now that I've lightened up a little bit, but I think that the quality of what we're doing here is much higher than it was. And the ability of to cut to the chase and get into it, I think things have improved. So we share the same.
You know, there's still a premium on work ethic, which is something that's been dying by the vine, you know, for years now. And, you know, I appreciate what you do. I hope people appreciate what I do. And, you know, it will pay off for those that are stressed out by all that's going on around them.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I know that you're appreciated by thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands all over the world here, Andy. People, I get feedback from all over the world. Never doubt what you're doing for a second. It's important. Right. And importantly here is what the heck is going on here in the world? You think it can't get any worse, but you know it's going to. And it never fails to surprise you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I wrote a month or two ago, I wrote something called The Worst Economy of Our Lifetimes, but this is not something that was a new concept to me. It was clear we were going there. It's clear we've frankly been in that, you know, in that economic mindset for a long time now. But it's only now that all the, you know, the cancerous effects of all the money printing is really coming to roost. All the oversupply of commodities, of infrastructure, of governments themselves are causing massive. And when I say by governments themselves, when you see things like the socialization of the world and, you know, this like this mess that Obamacare is coming, that's what I mean by spending too much money on malinvestment. And of course, we know that the same thing is going on with currencies and commodities and infrastructure and ghost cities, whether they're in China or everywhere else. And, you know, right now, to me, I don't think that we will, you know, and I was a commodity analyst for years, for 10 years on Wall Street, but there's nothing that compares to anything I've seen like this before. I would be surprised, and I'm not talking about hyperinflation causing nominal values to rise. I'd be surprised if we see if it takes less than a decade or two or two. Before all this oversupply is washed over. And remember, you know, this is not a novel idea. I mean, the oil industry had a boom. Heck, the gold industry had a boom in the late 70s that took 15 to 20 years to be worked through. But that's nothing compared to what's going on today. So I truly believe that the world, forget the monetary aspects, the money printing, the wars, the draconian governments. I believe just from an economics 101 standpoint, that we are on the verge of the worst oversupply and deflationary crash in the history of mankind.
Yeah, well, hey, look at the Baltic Dry Index. It just hit an all-time low. I think they've been doing it for 20-plus years. And that is such a great leading indicator and a current indicator because leading goods that are going to be produced in the future, their raw materials are being shipped now. And goods that have been produced are being shipped. All of these ships leaving the U.S. empty, coming here empty. It's like a global. That could be the next thing that you see implode is the shipping industry throughout the world.
which by the way, is centered in Greece of all countries.
I know.
Actually, the Baltic Dry Index has been around for more than 30 years, actually. And it's not so much that it hit an all-time low. It's that it hit an all-time low. And it's not even the seasonally weakest period yet. Yeah. The first quarter is when you typically see the big drop. So we're below the seasonally weakest period from the 2008-2009 crisis right now. And we're not even in the seasonally weak period yet.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's not just that. I was reading about the Chinese Containerized Freight Index, which is sort of like a Baltic Dry Index, just simply for Europe to Asia trade. And it fell 70% in the last 3 weeks to an all-time low. Chinese imports, again, for all these countries that are, you know, I would say the majority of the global economies are commodity currencies. People like to say, oh, well, Russia and Australia and Canada. No, I mean, most countries, that's all they do is they produce commodities and they have tourism. And right now we're talking about a 40-year low in the CRB commodity index. I'm still trying to get my hands around how bad that is, considering that 40 years ago, we were just getting off the gold standard. You know, a lot of the price increases have been due to monetary inflation. So we're talking about we're below the levels of all of that monetary inflation now. And we're just getting started. And this is when these indexes, these trading indexes are really falling apart. And they're doing the same here. The trucking, the railroads, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all falling apart. And, you know, as I speak today, I see the dollar index is over 100, which doesn't mean the dollar is strong. It simply means that currencies around the world are collapsing. And today in particular, because remember, the euro is the biggest component of it. The euro is just about breaking its 12-year low, which is almost its all-time low since it's only been around for 15 years, because there's more talk about what the ECB is going to do next week. I mean, they're talking about major, major reductions in their already negative interest rates, expanding QE. And, so the euro is down and, you know, the commodity currencies are down as well because oil is imploding and commodity prices are imploding. It's just, you know, there's nothing ahead except for money printing, which is why this whole Fed December meeting is so interesting, because if all the Fed cares about is the stock market, nothing else. That's the only reason they took out that clause about not worrying about the global economy, because they had goosed the stock market. And if they are stupid enough to try to raise rates in 2 weeks right now, they're going to cause the dollar index to explode even higher and all these currencies to collapse and commodities to collapse. And it's going to invite even more trade wars and geopolitical tensions, which means, you know, as I wrote last week, you know, 2016 will be an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any question about that. All the makings, all the components of a disaster are here with us. War, we've got trade wars, currency wars, the war on everything, the war on capitalism, and we've got crazy politicians running things into the ground.
Yeah, we got, you know, now we got this whole ISIS thing, you know, and, you know, ISIS is not Al Qaeda. ISIS is something that the whole world is actively involved in, you know, from, you know, mostly United States and Russia, and, you know, France is in there too. And, you know, Turkey, I mean, everyone's getting involved. You know, why are they doing it? Is it because they think they'll get oil prices higher, which, by the way, would only make things worse? Or are they just angry? I mean, well, who knows? But the point is, you know, we're headed toward war. And, you know, that's only going to make things worse. You know, even if it doesn't happen, it's pretty bad. But it's kind of scary how, you know, time and time again throughout history, the same things happen. Economies collapse and people go to war.
Yeah, that's an age old pattern. And there's nothing out there that says it's going to be any different this time.
Yeah, well, it's going to be different this time, except because this time around, there's 7.5 billion people in the world, and we have much more potent weapons, and we have much more, and we have a much worse economy, and we have historic levels of debt. So it's I try not to focus on the non-financial aspects, but, you know, I am becoming increasingly worried from a personal aspect. I see what's going on in politics. I mean, you know, with the pigs, look what's going on in Greece. They're going to have a civil war. Portugal, they just kicked the guy out of office just after he was elected.
Yeah.
Who knows what France is going to turn into now? We have Catalonia wants to get out of Spain. This year, in 2016, we're going to see Britain probably vote themselves out of the European Union. And then what's going to happen in Brazil, in Argentina, in Venezuela, in the Middle East? It's really scary. What's going to happen in Japan when they ultimately take the final step of hyperinflating their currency? What's going to happen here if Donald Trump becomes president? And if not Donald Trump, someone else. But the, you know, we're talking about increasingly strong, aggressive rhetoric politically, economically, and socially.
And militarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, the world's on a downward spiral. There's no question about that. And when just when you think it can't get any worse, it surprises you.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, the world always has growing pains, and certainly moving to a global economy and having this kind of explosive population growth only makes for greater growing pains. But, you know, the root of what has, you know, turned growing pains into acute cancer is the money printing. It's just that simple. I mean, every time in history it's been tried, it's failed. But this time around, it's the entire world that's involved in it. And all you have to do is look around you. I talk about economic mother nature. And again, you know, people here in the States get all stressed out to say, well, the Dow is up and gold and silver price are getting crushed, so they're obviously winning. But I say, no, look at everything, the whole picture. Look at economic activity. Look at stock markets in other countries. Look at gold in other countries. Look at commodity prices, currency prices, the cost of living, you know, the political tensions going on everywhere. And even our own numbers. I mean, we're in a recession, whether they call it that or not, and it's only getting worse. So, you know, it's really just a matter of batten down, do what's best to protect yourself, both financially and otherwise, and get ready for what's irreversible. The only question is how bad it will be and in what form it will take.
Yeah, that's really is the only question, is how low do we have to go? And it just it's just mind-boggling. I mean, who would believe that the world could be in the state that it is? And just 10 years ago, I mean, we're going on almost 9 years for the so-called Great Recession, which will be renamed the Greatest Depression. History will rename it. They'll take care of that so you don't have to worry. But, you know, it's going on 9 years now, almost 10 years, and there's just no end in sight.
Yeah, I'd argue that it's 15 years. To me, you know, people talk about how the system broke in 2008, but, you know, the system peaked in 2000. It's so funny how that horrific equity crash with the tech bubble and all that, and even with 9/11 right upon it, you know, back then, it's almost forgotten. It's kind of like George Bush, how what a horror he was has been forgotten, because we've, you know, time that so much bad has happened just in the time that since he's left, that you forget that tech crash, that his presidency, not him personally, just that what was going on in this country, how bad it was, is nothing compared to now. And as I say, you know, I wrote, what was it, months ago, I wrote, the only difference between now and late 2008 is these last to go markets. They have the Dow up every day with the same pattern. They have paper, gold, and silver down every day with the same pattern. Otherwise, everything is 1,000 times worse. I mean, the Europeans would be salivating over the prospect of having their economy back at the worst point, at the lows of 2008, because it's so much worse right now. And the same goes for here. You know, the only difference, again, is these markets. Of course, thankfully, gold and silver are not paper markets. They are physical markets. And, you know, people like us realize that the world will unequivocally have record demand this year, as it did last year, for physical metal. Unequivocally, the inventories are collapsing. They're vanishing around the world. And of course, the mining industry has been so decimated. We not only have peak gold and silver, I think we're going to have some of the historic declines in production, particularly silver, in the coming years, at a time where demand is only going to get higher. And people are going to be less and less willing to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not selling now. Here, Miles Franklin, no one's been selling for 25 years. They're certainly not going to sell now, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. And only if they have to. And really, your last line of defense, as well as all the other preparation you're going to do, and you should be doing if you haven't already, time is at a premium here. So find Andy's work over at milesfranklin.com. Make sure you sign up for his daily missive and his audio blog, and check out financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Hundreds of articles each week dealing with what's really going on in the world, not what the MSM is sugarcoating and trying to make you believe is the reality. No, the real reality. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter and our free webinar series. Andy, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, and to everyone listening.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.